This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God of birth, we watch in fear for your coming, scared of the pain and risk, the struggle of new life emerging and our own capacity to bear it. God of waiting, wait with us. God of the future, we watch in hope for your coming, anticipating an unknown future, uncertain of the unnamed reality, not sure of the form it will take. God of waiting, wait with us. God of celebration, we watch in joy for your coming, expectant with promises of freedom, eager for new possibilities, delighting in the gift of birth. God of waiting, wait with us. Amen. And the congregation all thought, is he ever going to let us sit down? Happy New Year! We celebrate the beginning of the new liturgical year with this, the first Sunday of Advent. And we hear the words of Jesus, in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. He's not talking about Black Friday. I heard the story of a woman and her daughter who chose to go out into the madness of Black Friday. And they had such a shopping list that they had a full day ahead of them, such that they were not even able to stop for lunch. And as the day went on, the mother got more tired. She got more irritable. She was hungry. Her feet were killing her. And as they left the last store, she turned to her daughter and snapped, "Did you see the nasty look that that salesperson gave to me?" And her daughter very calmly replied, "Mother, he didn't give you that look. You went in there with it." If this season makes us like that woman, we've missed the boat. We begin the season of preparation, of joyful anticipation. And if there was anybody in all of Palm Beach County, let alone this church, who doesn't know where we are headed with this story, let me read it to you. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. We all know the story. We all know where we are headed. And it becomes crucial for us that we begin with the end in mind, that we remember the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose, that God, in God's infinite wisdom for all eternity, had planned to give us the greatest gift ever, his own Son. If we keep that in mind, that what God has already done for us, the things that last, as Jesus talks about, we will be able to focus on the things that truly matter in this season. I love Christmas. I love this season. I love the lights. I love the songs, the carols. I love the food. I love everything that goes with it. But for any of us, if this gets to the point where this season is taking away our hope, we need to go back to remember the story, what this season is about. And so I tell you what I've told you every first Sunday of Advent. You're worried, concerned, fretting, depressed, despairing because of all the stuff you have to get done. I'm here to tell you, it always gets done. Why? Because if we keep the end in mind here, it's already been done for us. So you're worried about the Christmas cards that you want to get sent out and get the family picture taken so you can get it off to the printers. And how am I going to get all those addresses and get it all out? It always gets done. Why? Because it's already been done for us. Do you remember who forgot to send you a Christmas card last year? I don't think so. Do I remember who didn't send me a Christmas card last year? I don't think so. It always gets done because it's already been done for us. You're worried about the getting all the lights up and the decorations in your house, and how am I going to find the time and the energy to do all that? It always gets done. Why? Because it's already been done for us. Do you remember the neighbors who didn't get all their Christmas lights up last year? I don't think so. It always gets done because it's already been done for us. You're worried about the bazillion dozens of cookies and baking and stuff and all that that you feel like you just have to get done? It always gets done. Why? Because it's already been done for us. Keep the end in mind. There is nothing wrong with celebrating what this season is all about, even in the secular world. But when it starts to take away our hope, when it starts to lead us to depression and despair and irritability, it's not worth it. You know, I think that sometimes we in the church should be countering all this craziness with the shopping and the sales, and we should have what Kmart used to call the blue light special. Remember those? You'd go into the store, attention Kmart shoppers, for the next 10 minutes and the next 10 minutes only, in our women's lingerie department, we are featuring blah, blah, blah. Well, the church every year gives us a purple light special. They enable us to have this time to dedicate ourselves to contemplating, to praying, to remembering what God has done for us in giving us His Son. It's not to take away our joy. It's not to take away our hope or our peace and our love. It's to give us that. And so we know the tunes. We know the tune of Christmas, but the lyrics we sing are different because there is this incredible depth of a realization that we have the opportunity in this time to remember. And in remembering, we find our hope. We begin this Sunday of Advent with the year of Mark. And you know, Mark is the one, you talk about a purple light special. Mark is the one who is so excited about what Jesus has done and is doing that his gospel reads like someone who's in an elevator and has to tell you their whole life story before you get off the elevator. It's just boom, 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 one thing after another. He even skips the whole birth of Jesus. He jumps right into what Jesus does. And he keeps saying, and then he did this, and then he did that, and immediately he did this, and at once this happened. And he goes on, and there is this energy about what he has to communicate to us. This is the season of energy for us. This is the Purple Light Special, to have this time to concentrate on the things that do last and really matter. I ran across a quote from Joan Chittister, a great Roman Catholic nun and writer. She wrote a book called Scarred by Struggle, Transformed by Hope. And she writes this: memory is the seedbed of hope. Hope is not in spite of struggle and pain. Hope is born in the midst of struggle and pain from the memory of goodness and beauty and truth. Biblical hope sees the present circumstance with the eyes of memory. The memory of the stories and songs of the Bible gives us hope. May this be the season of hope for us. And perhaps if that happens, this can be our thought and prayer. Maybe. Maybe it is in the waiting for God, not in the wandering from store to store, that we find our way. Maybe it is in the friendship of God, not in the frenzy of the crowds, that we are led to the manger. Maybe it is in the steadfast love of God, and not in the pile of stuff under the tree, that we find what we have been searching for all our lives. Maybe, just maybe, God of Advent, this year will be different. Maybe, just maybe, we will let you lead us to Bethlehem. Amen.